headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie Emritzer with your 9am headlines. In local news, the Toowoomba-based hospital is undergoing an independent workplace culture review, and several maternity staff have either taken leave or have resigned. Several Toowoomba mothers have expressed their concerns for these changes and the quality of care they will receive. Alicia Staines, the founder of Maternity Lobby Group, Maternity Consumer Network, has said that the resignations could be seen as, quote, slow unravelling of the hospital's leadership, end quote. According to the Darling Downs Health, the organisation aims to deliver women-centred care that is safe, high quality, whilst having a supportive work environment.
In national news, scientists have identified the species behind South Australia's ecologically devastating algal bloom event that has plagued the coast since March last year. Professor Shauna Murray from the university led a team to identify the species as Carina cristata, which has only been reported a handful of times near South Africa and once off of Newfoundland to the north. According to the review, this algae species is an emerging international threat with unknown consequences in changing ocean conditions.
By the end of 2025, Canberra, Darwin and Hobart are expected to have no dedicated queer clubs or bars. Canberra's only LGBTQIA+ venue, Cube, will close this year after 2 decades, leaving locals concerned about losing safe nightlife spaces. Rising costs, the pandemic and discrimination have hit queer venues particularly hard. In place of permanent clubs, grassroots events like Ifulgan in Canberra and Peachy Party in Darwin are keeping queer culture alive, but organisers say occasional parties cannot replace year-round safe spaces.
In international news, the key architect to War on Terror and former U.S. President Dick Cheney has died overnight following complications of pneumonia. Dick Cheney is remembered as an incredibly divisive person and politician, with conservatives and Republicans mourning a man who had come to criticize their modern party. He's also remembered as the driving force behind the invasion of Iraq and the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people over allegations. Iraqi writer said on BBC News that Cheney's legacy is that one of chaos and terrorism. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.